Your speaker is Winfred Claiborne of Fayetteville, Tennessee.
Thank you very much. One of Pat Boone's somewhat less than scholarly books argues that the church can withdraw from three kinds of sins, and only those kinds. In his book, Dr. Balaam's Talking Mule, Pat invites, "Check me out, too, on this point. The only sins that furnish scriptural grounds for disfellowshipping are sexual and sensual sins and teaching doctrines that deny the sonship of Christ." Page 50. I wonder if Pat had ever read these words. "Now we command you, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, that you withdraw yourselves from every brother who walks disorderly, and not after the tradition he received of us." 2 Thessalonians 3:6. Disorderly in this context applied to those who would not work to support themselves and their families. 2 Thessalonians 3:10 and 11. The truth of the matter is, the church must withdraw from those who have unresolved conflicts with their own brothers. Matthew 18:15 through 20. The tragedy is that Pat had no idea what the Scriptures teach on withdrawing from unfaithful members. In a letter we do not have, Paul commanded the church not to keep company with fornicators. 1 Corinthians 5:9. The expression "keep company" means to mix up or to mingle. Paul used the same word in the following verses. "But now I have written unto you not to keep company if any man who is called a brother be a fornicator." 1 Corinthians 5:11. "And if any man obey not our word by this epistle, note that man, and have no company with him, that he may be ashamed." 2 Thessalonians 3:14. Not keeping company does not mean we cannot speak to the man. If we are forbidden to speak to an erring brother, how can we ever convince him to come back to the Lord? But we cannot have fellowship with him. In truth, we cannot even eat with him. 1 Corinthians 5:11. All we know about Paul's first letter to the Corinthians we learn from this context. He urged them not to have company with the incestuous man. Some of the Corinthians had misunderstood Paul's command. He explained, "I wrote unto you in an epistle not to company with fornicators, yet not altogether with fornicators of this world, or with the covetous, or extortioners, or with idolaters, for then must you needs go out of the world." 1 Corinthians 5:9-10. The list of people with whom the Christians at Corinth were not supposed to have company is not exhaustive. That is not my major concern at this time, however. I want you to pay special attention to the expression, "yet not altogether with the fornicators of this world, for then must you needs go out of the world." If we are forbidden to have any association with immoral people, we could not live in our world. The person from whom you buy your groceries, or gasoline, or automobiles, or clothing, may be moral reprobates. You may choose not to buy their merchandise, but the Scriptures do not forbid you to do it. Having said that, I prefer not to eat where strong drink is sold, if that is possible. I also avoid buying anything from stores that sell lottery tickets. I do not want to contribute to the destruction of individuals and of homes. Alcohol and gambling are both enemies of the family. But there are times, especially when I am on the road, when I have little choice where I spend my money. If a brother has been disfellowshipped, I will not knowingly buy from his store or support his efforts. For example, if a church has withdrawn from a brother who is a lawyer or a doctor, I cannot in good conscience condone his behavior by being his client. Maybe by refusing to be his client or customer, we shall be able to show him the error of his way and get him to return to his first love. Besides, the Scriptures specifically forbid our fellowshipping such people. Thank you for listening today, and may God richly bless you.